Not 20 minutes has passed since you left me here in the cafe, since I said no to your request, that I would never write out for you the story of my mortal life, how I became a vampire, how I came upon Marius only years after he had lost his human life. Now here I am with your notebook open, using one of the sharp, pointed eternal ink pens you left me, delighted at the sensuous press of the black ink into the expensive and flawless white paper. Naturally, David, you would leave me something elegant, an inviting page. This notebook, bound in dark varnished leather, is it not, tooled with a design of rich roses, thornless yet leafy, a design that means only design in the final analysis, but bespeaks an authority. What is written beneath this heavy and handsome book cover will count, saith this cover. The thick pages are ruled in light blue. You are practical, so thoughtful, and you probably know I almost never put pen to paper to write anything at all. Even the sound of the pen has its allure, the sharp scratch, rather like the finest quills in ancient Rome, when I would put them to parchment to write my letters to my father, when I would write in a diary my own laments. Ah, that sound! The only thing missing here is the smell of ink. But we have the fine plastic pen, which will not run out for volumes, making as fine and deep a black mark as I choose to make. I'm thinking about your request in writing. You see, you will get something from me. I find myself yielding to it, almost as one of our human victims yields to us, discovering, perhaps, as the rain continues to fall outside, as the cafe continues with its noisy chatter, to think that this might not be the agony I presumed, reaching back over the 2,000 years, but almost a pleasure, like the act of drinking blood itself.